It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And if you have a need for prayer, please call. We'll be more than happy to pray for you and your needs. God is doing miracles. And we are receiving many calls and we are praying for people. And God's name is glorified. The end of the program, I'm going to pray for you. Why don't you call somebody and say, please come and listen to the Pastor Peter's message. We are talking about healing. Jesus Christ healed one leper. And as I said, leprosy is a very bad disease. People hate that disease. People don't like that disease. People do not like to touch that kind of person. People do not want to associate with that person. That person cannot have any family relationship, and it's a bad disease. Today we are going to learn about another lepers. And this is not one, but 10 lepers. You have to read this story in Luke chapter 17. You can start reading from verse 11 to 19. Now, this story is given only in book of Luke. Last story we studied, that was Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But this is only Luke is giving. And as you know, Luke was a medical doctor. So when Luke talks about any sickness, any disease healed, he tells in very detail. And so here also we see there were 10 lepers came, and they were shouting from far to get healing from Jesus Christ. And so Jesus Christ simply said, he didn't touch them, he didn't do anything to them, he just said, go and show yourself to the priest, and that's all he said. And now, some people might be thinking, why Jesus Christ doesn't touch us? They saw that one man came and Jesus Christ, with the compassion, touched that man and healed that man, and why he cannot touch us. I don't know which story happened first, but Jesus, there are so many people did Jesus touch with the compassion and people got healed. There is a story in the Old Testament. There was a man called Naaman, Syria, and then he came to Israeli people and he asked the Elisha to touch him and heal him. Elisha simply said, go thy way and dip yourself in the Jordan River for 7 times. And this man was a military general or military officer, and he thought that's insulting. And so he didn't want to go and dip in the river. One of his servants says, Master, if this man of God would have told you to do some great thing, you would have done it. Why can't you do simple thing? It doesn't cost anything. And so he said, okay, I'll do it. He dipped one time, nothing happened. He thought maybe gradually, little by little bit, leprosy will go away. One time it's a little bit healed, and second time more healed, and third time and sixth time will be almost gone. But he dipped 6 times. Nothing happened. Then this man might be thinking, if I dip 6 times and nothing happened, what's going to happen if I dip one more time? Maybe his servant said, just obey, just do it and see what happens. And the 7th time, he dipped himself and he came out of the water and his skin was like a child's skin, completely healed. And he said to Elisha, take some money, this and that. He said, no, we don't want anything. God heals people for His glory. People should not be charging money. It's not a hospital. And some people might be charging money for healing. One time, one person was a rich man. He was a farmer in India. And he got healed. And he came and said, I got healed and I want you to give this money. God told me to give it to him. And I was in a marketplace. I said, sir, this is not a business. I don't need your money. I don't want anything. Jesus healed you. I didn't heal. So this man was so surprised that this man of God doesn't take you in penny. The point I'm making, we are not in a business that we can start a clinic and let the people come and get healed and be rich. In India, there are some other denominations, means not a Christian, the Muslim and Hindu, they tell the people, bring the sugar, bring the coconut, bring some oil, bring some milk or something, and they might give rose water or something and say, you will be healed. But when people start coming to my church, they will say, what should I bring? Coconut, sugar, or something like that. I said, no. Come and listen to the Word of God, and the Word of God will heal you. Before I could touch the people, they're sitting and listening or standing and listening, and before I give the altar call, most of the people, sometimes they are healed. And they come and testify that you were preaching and we heard about Jesus Christ and we got healed. So there is a power in the Word of God. Jesus Christ simply said to these people, go and show thyself to the priest. And all those, out of 10 people, 9 people were Jewish people and 1 was Samaritan. So then they were going, and while they were going, they were healed. If these people will go to the priest, and until they go to the priest and priests examine them and they say, you are still leper, and they will, the priest will be tell them, go to the colony back, and that will be embarrassing. So as soon as Jesus said, you go and be healed, means go to the priest and show yourself, they were healed while going. One man came running back because he has no record that he's Jewish, and he doesn't know how he is going to give the offering. So he just came running back and said, Jesus, guess what? I'm healed. And he worshiped the Lord Jesus Christ. And all the people did not understand what happened because he was not leper anymore. Jesus says, what happened to those 9? This man didn't say anything. And so Jesus just said, your faith has healed you. And he says, go rejoicing. This man went rejoicing. The point I'm making, how this man got healed. He just believed. When Jesus says, go thy way and be healed, or go thy way and show to the priest, this Samaritan didn't know what's happening. He just went along with the other people, and he got healed and they got healed. So he came running back, and other people, they have to go further and give the sacrifice and then come back. It would take long time. They might have gone to the priest, or what happened, it is not recorded in the Bible. But one man came. So there are so many people today. When they go on mass healing, God heals so many people. And they go their own way. And some people go to church and testify. I went to Russia. And there was a president supposed to come and preach in that church. There was like a 4,000 member Russian church. And the man didn't come. And so he called and say, I'm busy with the orphanage, so I'll be late. So as soon as he said that, I took my visiting card and gave it to the usher and say, tell pastor I'm available. There were 120 Christian believers and some of them pastors. But I gave my card, and this pastor, without reading the card, put it in the back pocket. And I was praying. And within a half an hour, another phone call came that the president said, I won't be able to come. Then he reached out to the pocket and got the card and said, "Is Pastor Peter available?" I said, "Yes, sir." So I went there, and now the time is almost gone. 1 hour was gone. And we have to go back to our hotels, and there were two buses waiting. So I said to the people, "You know, I cannot tell everyone to line up and touch everyone." I gave the short message and then gave the mass healing outer call. And I said, "You are going to get healed. Just touch your body as I pray." And I prayed and I said, "Amen." And I left and started running to my bus. All the people came running to the bus, but the bus left. And then the people came to the hotel. In a hotel lobby, so many people were standing there, and I was ministering to them, and people coming and testifying how they got healed in that place, even though I didn't touch them. Here I was in the hotel. Thank God, even though that was Russian hotel, they did not say, "Don't touch them, don't pray." I touched and prayed, and many people got healed, and they were there in the hotel up to 11:30 night. Then somebody came and said, "Go away and come tomorrow." The point I'm making, when short time is there and you say the word of God will touch people and heal people, deliver people, and God's word will do miracle. We have to believe. If Jesus spoke the word and all the 10 lepers got healed, is there anything impossible with God? No. The word of God says there is nothing impossible with God. God can do anything. Jesus never fails. I prayed for many people and not doubting, believing. Instantly some people get healed and some people get gradually healed. I was praying for one person, this Russian person, and then this American lady said, "Please don't pray." I said, "What happened?" She said, "I want to tell you, I came from America to Russia. I was not coming because I had certain disease, and so I was afraid to go. God told me I will heal you in Russia." So in that prayer, that Russian church, she got healed when I prayed. She said, "I have a testimony. Exactly what this lady is asking prayer for, God healed me yesterday." That's why I'm telling you, stop, because I want to testify. And she testified, she has some kind of bladder problem. And so I prayed for that other lady. And I said, if God healed this sister, the same God can heal you. And that lady got healed. The point I'm making, sometime people come back and testify. And some people go away and they do not testify, and sometimes the disease might come back to them. Jesus Christ said to one man, "Now you are healed, sin no more, otherwise your problem will be worse." The point I'm making, God heals you for His glory. This sickness, the leprosy, is the worst kind of disease, I thought. When I was in India, when the leper used to come to beg on the street, and they will be singing loud, "We are lepers," so the people will run away and throw the money from far. I would run for my life. If they're coming this way, I'll go that way, or go other way, and run away from them, and I didn't want to see their faces. But when I got saved, and when I start reading the word of God, that Jesus Christ healed this leper, why am I running from them? I should be praying for them. But no leper came and asked me for prayer. But after I got strong in my faith, growing in the Lord, and then one day I was in one town, here comes the leper, and he stood far away, and he says, "Could you please pray for me?" I said, "What is your problem?" He says, "Look at my hand. I have the leprosy." I should have said, "Stay right there. I'm saying the word and you'll be healed." But I didn't say that. I said, "Come close. Let me touch you." because Jesus Christ had compassion, and Jesus Christ touched that leper and he was completely healed. I thought, same Jesus is here, and I'm going to use my faith, and I touched that man's forehead and prayed, and I said, Jesus Christ has already healed you. I didn't see any healing, but by faith I said, Jesus healed you, go thy way. But my fingers start tingling sensation. And the devil starts saying, now you got that disease. I rebuked the devil and that tingling sensation went away. A couple of years later, maybe a year or 6 months, I don't remember, a year, I went to that town and this person comes running, and this time he was very close to me. He said, could you please pray for me? I could not recognize this person. I said, what can I do for you? He said, I need a job. I said, okay, I'm going to pray for you. But he said, I want to tell you something. Last time you came here, I had the leprosy. My fingers, my nose, my ears, my foot, everything was completely decaying. Look at my hands today. Look at my finger. I make my own dough. I cook my own food. I am strong and healthy. I need a job. And I start thanking God. And I prayed for him for a job. What I'm trying to say, I believe what Jesus Christ did, he has given us power to do the same thing. But we have to use the faith. Even though I did not see immediately healing in that man, and I didn't know that I can see him again, but God, this was the plan of God, so that man could come again and testify. So I can testify to other people, our God is a healer. I am just encouraging you, because the word of God says so. St. John chapter 14, verse 12. If you read that word, it says, Jesus says, whatever the miracles I did, you will do also. And you will do greater miracle than this, because I'm going to go to my Father. So he has given us all power and all authority to us. And he says, you can go heal the sick, raise the dead, and cast out the devils. It's in our hand. We are the hands of God and feet of God, and we can do it. We are the mouthpiece of God. So we can go and tell the whole world, Jesus Christ is alive. The word of God says in Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, Jesus said, I was dead, but now I am alive forevermore. No one was able to kill him. He was there testifying to everybody after the resurrection. And nobody was able to kill him or arrest him again. Our God is a miracle working God. You never heard about Jesus Christ. You just thought, oh, Jesus Christ is a religious leader. He is one of the holy men. But Jesus Christ is not only holy man, he is the holy Son of God. He is God himself. Somebody say, oh, we don't believe in three God. We don't believe in three God. We believe God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, triune one God. God the Father and God the Son, they never disagree. Or the Holy Spirit, they do not disagree. They are in one spirit and one accord. They are in team. What the Father says, Jesus says. What the Jesus says, the Father says. Father says to Jesus, you are God. And Jesus says, Father, you are God. So Jesus Christ is the Son of God and God himself. Did you see any man raising the dead? No. Jesus did it. Only God has power to give life. Jesus says, I am the life. And I am the truth. What does it mean? When you say I am the life and I am the truth, that means there is no other truth and there is no other life. Jesus Christ can speak the word and people can get healed, delivered and set free. You know the centurion? He said, say the word and my servant will be healed. He said, go thy way. Your servant is already healed. And it happened. We saw the other day the one lady came. And she said, my daughter is demon possessed. Just say some word. Jesus says, go thy home. Your daughter is healed. And she went home and daughter was healed. That was not ordinary disease. The demon, she was demon possessed. The demon left. There is a power in the word of God. When Jesus says so, you believe it. I believe the word of God. The word of God says Jesus Christ came from heaven. He died for me. He took my sickness, disease, sin on the cross, and with his stripes I am healed. I received it. When I believe Jesus Christ is my Savior, so I don't look for Savior. When I believe Jesus Christ is my God, I don't look for another God. When I believe Jesus Christ is my healer, I don't look for another healer. If I believe Jesus Christ is Almighty God, then I don't go to any other God. So I want you to have the same faith. If you believe Jesus Christ is your Savior, what is the hindrance believing He is your healer? If you never believed it, just try it. If you don't believe, you don't get healed. And that's why people say, oh, I prayed and prayed and nothing happened. Maybe you didn't pray by faith. Maybe you didn't believe in healing. There was a man. I don't tell his name right now, I didn't meet him yet. He was a great minister. And he was preaching against the Holy Spirit, against speaking in tongues. I said to my wife, let's pray for this young man so he can get saved, healed, delivered and set free so he can preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. And I prayed for him. And I heard the testimony from his own mouth. He was against speaking in tongues. He destroyed all his books and tapes. And today he and his wife, both of them are filled with the Holy Spirit and doing the great ministry for the glory of God. What I'm trying to say, if you didn't believe up to now, God is giving you chance to trust in Him. The man I told you a few minutes ago, he has a television ministry. And so the point I'm making, if you never believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is your chance. If you never believe that He is a healer, this is your chance. Let's pray right now. Ask God to forgive your sins and forgive your shortcomings. Let's pray. Let's pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, if you prayed this prayer, that means your sins are forgiven, your name is written in heaven, you are belong to God. You are a child of God. The same authority God has given to me or the believers, you can have it today. You can just tell somebody by faith, I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I believe in healings and miracles. I'm going to pray for you. God will listen to you. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, it says, the greater one lives in you than what is in the world. In the world there is a devil and he is the king of the world. But we got the king of the universe inside of us. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Triune God lives in us, so we have more power than any demonic forces. I'm going to pray for you. Whatever sickness and disease you are having, maybe mental disease, maybe spiritual disease, maybe unbelief, maybe doubt, maybe fear, maybe anxiety, maybe some kind of incurable disease, maybe some kind of financial problem, maybe you have a marriage problem, maybe your children are running away, or maybe you have drug addiction or alcoholic addiction, or you are a chain smoker and you're going and taking treatment, and some treatment you take and they say, oh, you might kill yourself, this medicine will have those kind of effects and side effects. But coming to Jesus, no death, only healing. I'm going to pray for you. Touch your heart. If you have heart disease, lung disease, stomach disease, cancer, or any other incurable disease, or you have someone, loved one, touch that person. And let's together pray. you will see the miracle hand of God. I'm not joking. I'm telling this with my own experience. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we touch by faith all the listeners, all the people who are watching this program. I pray for each and every person who is sick, afflicted, diseased, or suffering right now. Touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray, and I call it done. Now, I already prayed by faith. Now your faith and my faith has to be one. And then you see the result. And what you do, go to church. If you don't have a Bible, call. Several big denominations, they give you free Bible. We are not that big, but we will give Bible also. The point I'm making, you need the New Testament, you need the Word of God, go to church, testify, read the Bible, pray every day, and you will be never be the same. God has started a good work, and He's going to complete it. Now, time is almost gone. Just call somebody and say, hey, listen to this program every week. Now, time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.